President Biden held a press conference last week where he answered questions from reporters on immigration, the Senate filibuster, and his plans for re-election. It was Biden's first official press conference since taking office. So far, his administration has struck a less confrontational tone with the media than the Trump White House. But it has been criticized lately for lack of transparency at overcrowded immigration shelters near the southern border. Right now, we're looking at what the role of the press is in covering the White House and how it's changed over the years. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think the goal of the media should be in reporting on the presidency? Are journalists that cover the president in particular asking the questions you want to see asked? Do you think we need more transparency from the White House on certain issues, including the current occupant, President Biden? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Mike Wagner is a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
It's good to be with you.
Well, no secret, Mike, it was a rocky road for the president and his staff and the media over the last 4 years. What do you think are the big questions facing journalists right now as they start to cover a new non-Donald Trump president?
Well, I think one big question facing journalists is whether they want to return to the way they covered politics before Donald Trump was president or do something different now that Joe Biden is in office. And so I think we saw in the first White House press conference that President Biden held that it looks like, at least so far, White House reporters are looking to go back to the old way of coverage, which wasn't earning much praise before President Trump took office.
Right. There's a lot of different ways in which a presidential administration is covered. Let's talk about that White House press corps, the group that, talks to the press secretary and occasionally the president. Are there ways that could work better?
Yeah, I think there are ways it can work better. One way that a lot of people who teach journalism have been advocating for is to have reporters seek a more outside in method of reporting rather than inside out. And so what that means is that they should probably consider prioritizing insider knowledge of things related to politics as a game less often, right? So they should spend less time cultivating anonymous sources to tell exciting stories about conflict and instead report from the outside in what things about government are working, what things that government does aren't working. And once we have a sense of what those things are, let's ask the president and the president's staff questions about those things rather than things about who's winning and who's losing and are you going to run for reelection and, you know, these sorts of questions that make for maybe good television in terms of ratings, but don't do so much to help us learn about how we should evaluate the job the president is doing.
Along those lines, here's a moment from that press conference last week where President Biden was asked by a CNN reporter whether he was running for re-election in 2024. Here's a bit of that exchange.
You also just made some news by saying that you are going to run for re-election.
I said that is my expectation.
So is that a yes, that you are running for re-election?
Look, I don't know where you guys come from, man. I've never been able to travel. I'm a great respecter of fate. I've never been able to plan 3.5 years ahead for certain.
And if you do run, will Vice President Harris be on your ticket?
I would fully expect that to be the case. She's doing a great job. She's a great partner. She's a great partner.
And do you believe you'll be running against former President Trump?
Oh, come on. I don't even think about it. I have no idea.
So where does that fit in, Mike, on the news value versus, in-depth coverage of policy that you were just talking about?
Well, if the basis is news value versus something else, I guess I would put it at whatever the lowest score could be. there's virtually no value to asking somebody less than 100 days into their term if they're going to run for re-election. And if they are they going to keep their vice president on the ticket? Especially when, you know, the president said, look, I plan on it and I plan on keeping the vice president on the ticket. No one can predict the future. Right. And the reason that politicians are cagey, or at least one reason that they're cagey when they get questions like that is, you know, let's imagine that some terrible thing comes out about someone in the Biden administration and the media says, oh, but you said you were going to keep them as your secretary of state or as your vice president. But then they did this awful thing. That's why people don't make hard commitments, because instead of responding to circumstance, reporters use it as an example to show hypocrisy when it isn't always the case. And so politicians are really risk averse when they answer questions. The risk aversion is read as they're being evasive by journalists, and the the tension between politicians not wanting to make a commitment about seeing the future and the tension that journalists see, and you're not answering my question, give us this never-ending spin cycle of, are you going to run again? Are you not? You said you were going to run, or maybe you won't. And none of this stuff has anything to do with how many Americans are getting vaccinated with the vaccines that might help stop the spread of the coronavirus, or are related to, you know, whether we'll have economic growth or better education or improved race relations, or anything else that we might look to the president to try to help solve as the head of the executive branch of our government.
Talking to Mike Wagner, professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison, looking at the relationship between presidents and the media, how it's changed over the years. And Mike, I keep thinking back. I read this biography of Franklin Roosevelt by H.W. Brands, and he paints a picture of these press meetings, the president meeting with reporters, not being broadcast, and the president literally saying, here's the thing. You can report that in my name. Here's the thing, say senior administration official. Here's the thing. I'm telling you, you can't report that. And reporters did it. They like did what he said, because if they didn't do it, they wouldn't be let into the room. I'm hoping we at least have somewhat more of a confrontational situation now. That seems like too much of an extreme there. Can you talk some about that and how it's changed over the years?
Yeah, that's something that in many ways has changed from the days of FDR, when people would come in, sit around the desk in the Oval Office and have some things on the record, some off, some as an anonymous source. And that was very much part of his own leadership style. And he also played favorites in the press and would punish reporters who wrote things that he perceived as negative. But these are things that the presidents continue to do. I mean, there were times when Bill Clinton was president, when a White House reporter would quote a senior White House official familiar with the president's thinking. And sometimes that senior White House official familiar with the president's thinking was the president at the time. And so there are still times when a president will talk to reporters and on an agreement that comes before the conversation or before the sharing of news, that the reporter can't use the president's name. But yeah, we have a much more, I would say, adversarial with the president set of White House reporters than we had in the era of FDR.
Now, we've been talking about kind of the White House press corps so far, and that's just one part of the coverage of the executive branch of government. What do you think about the role of the investigative reporting, the reporters who are out there on particular beats, whether that's immigration or health or whatever? Do you see more of that? What did you call it? The outside in reporting?
I do see more of that. I see a lot of reporters taking seriously how well government is performing in the sectors that reporters are assigned to cover on their beats. And I think that over the past couple of decades, many journalists have become much more sophisticated with respect to how they engage with academic research, policy reporting, long-term career professionals who serve in the bureaucracy and work across presidential administrations. These are often really, really valuable sources for reporters. And I've seen in healthcare, for example, in immigration, it's starting to change with respect to race in the United States. We're seeing more and more journalists get more sophisticated, expand the roster of people they're willing to talk to that goes beyond just the political insiders and the partisan politicians with the most power. And so there's a lot of excellent reporting happening at the national level, and especially in some state houses, for example. You know, there's excellent local reporting that's incredibly vibrant, that's also critical to our understanding of how the world's working.
Flipping things around, what do you make, still early days, but what do you make of the Biden administration and their level of transparency and media access? I know some criticism over up till recently giving media access to some of the border control facilities, the overcrowded ones. What are you looking at when it comes to the Biden administration and transparency?
Well, I would say that in many respects, the Biden administration has been very transparent. The press briefings are they contain much more policy detail than the press briefings did in the Trump era. They're also a little quicker for my read to get back to reporters on questions than even in the Obama era. I will also say, though, that President Biden is like other presidents and other presidential administrations, where access is given more readily when the administration thinks it's going to make them look good, and access is given less readily or is obfuscated when the administration thinks it's going to make them look bad. And so in that regard, I would say that the Biden administration isn't that different from most presidential administrations in how they try to handle news media access.
We're talking with Mike Wagner right now, professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison, looking at the role of the media in covering the presidency. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you want reporters to do when they're covering the White House, whether that's the White House press corps, the ones asking the questions of a press secretary or the president, or investigative journalists or people on the beat? What matters to you in reporting on President Biden and his administration? Do you want to see the White House, or the current occupant, or in general, be more transparent with the press? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas at WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Verrett. We're picking up our talk now with Mike Wagner, professor of journalism and mass communication at UW-Madison, looking at the role of the media in covering the presidency after President Biden held his first official press conference last week. You can join in with your thoughts or your questions for our guest at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls now. Andy joins us in Manitowoc. Andy, hello.
Hello there.
Oh, what did you want to bring up, Andy?
I just wanted to say that I don't understand how your guest there could say that they're more transparent than other administrations. I feel that they're much less transparent, that many of the things that are brought up by the press seem to be one-sided. They seem to only bring up the things that maybe they agree with the Biden administration, and there doesn't seem to be much of the debate, I'll say, on the other side.
And by they, you mean the media in particular, the people covering the president, Andy?
I think, yes, it's the media as well as any in the administration. The administration obviously is going to be one-sided, but I believe that Biden has surrounded himself with one-sided people, and that they don't question his policies and look for, I'll say, compromises or middle-of-the-road kind of answers. So
got
that,
it.
You know, not half the country is addressed.
Andy, thanks a lot for that call. So looking at the media side of what he said there, Mike, he sees, I think, members of the media not really calling President Biden to account, more sympathetic or aligned with him in some ways.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the caller made the case to persuade me. So during the one press conference that Biden has had, he was roundly criticized for waiting so long to have a press conference. And he was asked lots of questions about immigration. He was asked lots of questions about detaining children and families at the border. He was asked about why the news media weren't being given access to that, and took a lot of criticism there. He also was asked a lot of questions about whether he supported changing or ending the filibuster in the Senate, which may be required if Democrats want to have a successful legislative campaign in the Senate. And so he was asked lots of questions about things that he would have preferred not to talk about. And he was asked no questions about the thing he wanted to talk about, which was the way that the vaccines have been spread out throughout the United States and how people are beginning to become vaccinated against the coronavirus. Biden was hoping to answer lots of questions about COVID-19 and was asked exactly zero questions about that during his press conference. And so it's just not the case that the news media tend to ask questions that favor issues that they agree with. They ask questions about things they know are going to raise controversy. And right now, the issues that raise controversy are voting rights, immigration, and the filibuster. And those are the things he was asked about at his press conference.
Thanks for calling in, Andy. We'll go to Daryl now in Cooteray. Daryl, hi.
Hi. My comment would be, I think President Biden needs to invite the American people of all colors and creeds to participate in overcoming the institutional racism and cultural racism that is and has been plaguing all America from sea to shining sea. And two simple questions could start this topic out. First question, who gets to pick their parents? Second question, who gets to pick their color?
Daryl, thanks for calling in. Daryl has a specific issue in mind, Mike, but also that idea of the president using the bully pulpit, using media appearances to raise awareness of an issue. In this case, Daryl says racial relations. And from fireside chats to Twitter, what are some of the options for a president to do something like that?
So presidents can engage in presidential scholars call going public, where instead of trying to advancement in their policy goals by persuading members of Congress, they instead travel around to various parts of the country, taking their message to the people, doing satellite interviews with local television news to bring, their message into the homes of the number one source that people use for information, which is local television news. And so that's a strategy presidents can use. President Trump dominated the news cycle by using Twitter. And so when he would go on tweet storms and the audience on Twitter would respond by liking his tweets or retweeting his tweets, or his opponents would respond by, strongly reacting negatively to his tweets, that was catnip to journalists, and they covered that, which then resulted in the news media covering what the president wanted to be covered, things that he wanted to be talking about. And so presidents have social media as a strategy in recent years. They have going public as another one to try to connect with the people. On the caller's specific point, Biden raised that issue in his nomination speech. He raised it in his inaugural address, and he raised it on the night he claimed victory. And so he has talked about that particular issue on multiple occasions. He doesn't get asked about it very often by the news media by comparison, however.
Thanks for the call, Daryl, at 800-642-1234. Talking to Mike Wagner, professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison, looking at presidents and the press. Back to your calls. Frank is with us in Door County. Frank, hello.
Good afternoon. I'm calling in response to the press secretary for the President of the United States. I think that the press secretary has set a certain tone. Obviously, there's an adversarial relationship between the press and of any administration, it's inherent. But the press secretary has been very, she's been honest and forthright as much as she can. Of course, the administration is going to want you to see certain things and hear certain things. But the press secretary's lack of, just telling that she has told the truth, and that is a big difference from the former administration and the relationship between the press and the press secretary who represents the president. If you don't have a press secretary that tells the truth, that relationship between the press secretary and that administration is, of course, diminished. And what we had in the former administration from the get-go was just a lack of not just forthrightness, but honesty.
Frank, thanks a lot for the call. Mike, what do you think?
Well, I think it's right that the relationship between the White House press corps and the White House press secretary is one that's built on access and trust. And if the White House press corps does not trust the information they're getting from the press secretary, you're going to have an incredibly contentious and adversarial relationship between the White House press corps and the administration more generally. And I think we certainly saw that during the Trump administration. And I would also agree with the caller that Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary under President Biden, has been a person who has been more forthright with sharing policy details, has been less willing to engage in the partisan battle of the day style of questions that often get asked in these kinds of things. Of course, there are things that the news media would like to know that certainly would be valuable for the audience to also know that she doesn't want to answer. And that is a common trait of White House press secretaries as well. And their job, as the caller pointed out, is to, put the administration's frame on an issue. And so she's definitely an advocate for President Biden and does not see her job as one where all of the best arguments are brought up and then we decide. Her job is to share the Biden administration's perspective. But she's done so far in a way that's earned pretty positive reviews from White House reporters in terms of the two key issues that matter the most to their work, which is access and trust.
Thanks for that call. In our last couple of minutes, Mike, I know you spent a lot of your research looking at issues of partisanship and the partisan divide and trust in media. Can you talk about what you'd like to see from White House coverage to help rebuild some of the trust we may have lost?
Oh, I think one thing journalists can do is try to spend a little bit more time showing their audience what's under the hood. So explaining to their audience, why are we covering this versus that? Why did we quote these people versus other people we might have quoted? Why do we think these people are credible? A little bit more of that kind of thing can go a long way toward helping to build trust. And then also, of course, reporting on issues that matter to people, right? That's another way to build trust with the news. When we see news stories where the White House press corps, for example, is asking President Biden, so you made these promises when you were running for office, and here is our understanding of the status of those promises. What do you have to say about that? That's valuable for us. And the more that happens, the more we might come to see news organizations as honest brokers. But of course, many of us retreat to our partisan corners and are not only choosing our opinions, but are choosing our facts, which makes the job much more difficult for reporters who are trying to share the verifiable truth with us.
We'll leave it there. Mike, thanks for joining us again.
You bet.
Mike Wagner is a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at UW-Madison. He talked with us today about the relationship between the presidency and the press in the early days of the Biden administration.